This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue the study today of the lesson which we began last time as to who wrote the Bible. At that time, we read a number of passages of Scripture which made clear that the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible, even though various writers were used in the production of particular books. But today, let us notice a number of people who did not write the Bible. It's always helpful to me, as I think about the deciding of any question, to see what was not the case in order that I may more clearly see what is the case. And so it is here that I want to set out a number of people who did not write the Bible in order to make more clear who did. I begin today with pointing out that although there are many atheists in the world today, and in fact, if you'll stop and think about the fact that the nations of Russia and China, among a number of others, are under the domination of dialectical materialism or communism, that at least one half of the world's population is under the official domination of atheism. But although there are many atheists, not only in those Eastern countries, but also in Western countries as well, not a single one of them had anything to do with the writing of the Bible. For instance, the opening statement of the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." God is that personal supreme being who is distinct from the world and who is the creator of the world, and the Bible so declares. In Psalms 14 in verse 1, the Bible says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." And in Psalms 19, beginning with verse 1, the Bible declares, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." You see, there is evidence all about us that God is, and the Bible plainly declares it. Nowhere in all of the Bible is there anything that gives the slightest credence to the viewpoint that God does not exist. And so, although there are many atheists in the world, it's certainly clear that none of them had anything at all to do with the writing of the Bible. Note again on that very point, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 in the New Testament. "Without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So you see, the Bible declares God is, not only that he is, but that he is a certain sort of God, infinite in all of his attributes, completely without limit in any way according to his attributes, infinite in power, infinite in presence, infinite in knowledge and wisdom, infinite in love and goodness. And so we declare the Bible is written by the Holy Spirit and not by any atheist. In the next place, we point out that the Bible is not written by an infidel. And by an infidel, I mean here a non-believer in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. As you read through the Old Testament, you find prophecy after prophecy concerning the coming of the Messiah or the Christ. When we find John the Baptist in the opening pages of the New Testament as the forerunner of the Messiah, declaring that the kingdom of God is at hand, and in recognizing Jesus when he came to him for baptism, saying, "This is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." We know that no person who did not believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God had anything at all to do with the writing of the Bible. We find, for instance, in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, "Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." And further, as recorded in John chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus himself said, "Except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." And so, my friends, even though there are many people in the world today who do not believe in Jesus Christ, none of them had anything at all to do with the writing of the Bible.